Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're feeling pretty lucky this morning. Anita Baker on her way into the studio, getting ready for her farewell show on Friday at Staples Center. Here she is in the meantime with a little holiday cheer on 94.7 The Wave. That's Wham and Last Christmas. Well, this Christmas, we got a treat for you coming up this Friday night at Staples Center. I can hardly wait. It's been circled on the calendar for a super, super long time. And I am so excited right now to have joining us in the studio the one and only Anita Baker. How you doing?
Hey, Miss Prescott.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm just, I'm going to cry, right? Just walking down the hall in here, it's just history all over the walls. The vibration in here is just intense.
You know, this station has been around since the late 80s, and we've gone through a lot of different format changes and the like. And let me just say one thing. One of the constants in our world has been Anita Baker. You represent so much the sound of the station. We're the soul of Southern California, and you're the soul of music.
Oh, my.
We love you.
And I'm so grateful, and I'm just here to celebrate, you know, all of our history together, man. It's just been a long time, and I'm, you know, people say, well, you know, why aren't you doing any press, and why aren't you on TV? And I'm like, I started at radio, and so I'm exiting the way I began, and thank you guys for letting me do this.
You know, it is so organic, too, just
organic.
The way your whole career has gone. And I think it's fantastic that you're sharing so much of yourself with all of us at this moment.
Well, you know, friends of mine have gone on, although their energy is still here, you know, George Duke but you know, when Prince left us, it impacted me, and it helped me make some decisions about how I wanted to exit if given a choice.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I made these choices to have a party, right?
And it's been going on for quite a while now, because I know that when you first announced that you were thinking about stepping down and you were going on the farewell tour, we saw you at the Greek last year. And Let me say, I've never seen a love fest like that in my life. It was palpable. The love in that arena, you could just feel it.
You know, and that's something that we're trying to record that. And even in the recordings, the audio and the visual recordings, you can almost get it, but we can't really even capture it on film. And it's, the fans are just insane, you know, all across the country like that. And I dig that about you. And I'm here for it. You know, who knew? You know, we started with 3 concerts a year ago. No, 2 years ago now. Jesus. 3 shows in Florida.
Yeah. And then it became 50 sold out shows everywhere, standing room only.
I'm going to cry. We're
and then
cry.
The Venetian, and then the
oh, come on.
And then North Sea and Montreux
and
now Staples Center, which is a much better. There was not enough room in that Greek theater. I'm sorry. Staples Center is much better.
Well, you know, it's miraculous, and I talk about the miracles of music that are just everywhere. Folks that are working with us here, you know, with our exit, it's hard for me to even say it.
Yeah.
Are the same people that brought us in to the Beverly Wilton Theater when we made our first, you know, concert appearance in Los Angeles. So it's all very, it's just crazy organic.
Back
right?
in the Angel days. Huh?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So we've kept the, you know, it's good to know that your friends are still your friends.
Yes, indeed.
You know?
And you got a lot of them. We're going to talk to some of them on the phone, too. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to give away a pair of tickets. How about that? To
yes!
the show.
Yes, yay!
Phone lines are open. 1-800-520-WAVE. Anita Baker's here. She's got a pair of tickets for you to her show Friday at Staples Center. In the meantime, we're going to play a song that I just love and adore. She has been giving us the best that she's got for quite a while now, and she's not going to stop. Anita Baker, On the Wave. Good morning, 94.7 The Wave. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Belinda. I'm calling from Sherman Oaks. Did you give away the Anita Baker ticket check?
Well, we're about to give them to you. How about that?
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Well, Anita is right here with us in the studio.
Hello, young lady.
You'd like to say?
How you doing?
Hi, how are you? Oh, my God. So, my mom used to play your music for us all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
We couldn't get up on Saturday without cleaning up with you on.
This is tradition. It's our tradition. Yes, ma'am.
So what do you think about going to the show on Friday night?
Oh my God, I really wanted to go, and then I was like, oh, I waited too long to get tickets, and I was like, oh my God, you know, they're giving them away on the radio, so I'm going to just try and get them. And I was like, oh my God, I called and I got them.
Yay! Yay!
Well, listen, we thank you so much for listening and for supporting this wonderful woman, such a great artist. I know you. Anything else you want to say to her before you go?
Only thing I really want to say is I wish it was your final tour.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can come and see us in Vegas. They've given us a home in Vegas. But this is our last, you know, trip around, flying around to your house and to your city. And it's such a blessing, you know, to have a home in Vegas. So please come and see us.
Okay.
Thank you, my love.
All right. Anita, people are really excited about your show.
Yeah, you know, and I got to get out of here and go get ready because now I'm like in a panic. I'm like, really?
No, you're not in a panic.
Oh, are you kidding me? I am in such a panic. All the time.
Well, let me just say this. When we were at the Greek, when you were here last year.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that really amazed me about that show was how many people were singing every word to every song. I mean, even the obscure album cuts that I thought only I knew about, everybody knew everything. That had to be startling for you a little bit.
It's all been a revelation. It's all been a beautiful, miraculous thing. And it started with a text that I saw a year later that Chaka Khan posted on Twitter. I basically, you know, announced my retirement, and I saw a tweet from her where she had said, "You're breaking a lot of hearts." And just a word, you know, sometimes from somebody that you respect and admire can just kind of change your thinking, and it really just kind of turned me around, you know? I said, well, listen, maybe this will be a celebration instead of, you know, something sad. And we put up our three little dates, and I'm like, we're going to play these three dates.
Three little dates.
But that's where we were, you know? And so that's why I kind of just, whenever I see young artists out here, I just kind of shout them out because I know what that did for me, you know? It's a beautiful thing. I love her so much.
Anita Baker with us in the studio today. Hope you're going to be joining us on Friday night at Staples Center.
Yes!
It is going to be a party, let me tell you. Because, and you know what? I think seeing you live is really the best way to get you because there's so many dimensions to what it is that you do.
Well, you know, that's what music is. Music is multidimensional. And if given the opportunities, you know, that I've had, the young ones that are coming up now, to talk to you live, to be in live situations. Everything is a push button remote thing right now. And I really wish and pray that they get the on site in the moment right now opportunities, right? Because that's where the energy that's in this room, you can't get this on an app.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And that's, you know, I wanted to do these interviews live and not can them because, you know, it's almost kind of dangerous when it's live. There's a different spark in the room,
it's more fun.
It's more fun.
We're having a ball in here.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen. but it's like that on stage as well. Somebody may play a different riff, and it may send me crazy in a good way, right?
Yeah.
There were people dancing in, like, in New York, where we do this thing where we just make everybody do their two-step, and this couple just started swing dancing in the island. We just hit them with the lights. I'm like, put a light on them. And it's all very spontaneous, and I can't wait.
That's what it's going to be like. And I tell you what I'd like to do right now is to open up the phone lines, because I know there's a lot of love for you in our audience. Why don't we talk to a couple of listeners? Would you like to do that right now?
Sure, as long as it's no bill collectors.
You know, no bill collectors, please. If you're a bill collector, please don't call in to us today. And we're going to get a couple of calls on the line. But while we're waiting to do that, we're going to play a song which Anita has requested. She's actually DJing here right now.
Yes.
That Chaka Khan was her selection.
Everyone.
A little tip of the hat to one of the finest voices ever.
The finest instruments. You know, just, I mean, one minute she's articulate like a trumpet, and the next she's percussive like a drum set, and then she's just sexy and subtle and the queen of rock soul, and just, again, multifaceted.
You know? Yeah. Well, now we're going to hear something from Michael McDonald and the Doobie Brothers. You know, when Brian McKnight said to me once that this song has one of the hardest piano intros he ever had to learn.
Because it's out of time.
Because he plays by ear. And he, you know, he would play it. He said when he conquered that, that was a huge thing for him. What do you love about this song?
I just love it has that New Orleans feel. It's very soulful. It's very, it's an organic arrangement. I can hear him just doing that run and deciding to keep it. You know, who does that on an intro? You know, it just seems very organic to me.
It is very organic, and we're going to give it a listen right now. We've got minute by minute.
Have mercy.
So let's do it now with Anita Baker here live on The Wave. Anita Baker with us in the studio this morning. We are having a great time enjoying the music. And we've got a little bit of
wave while you work,
a little wave while we work right now.
Come on.
But we're going to talk to a listener right now because we got some people holding on the phone who'd like to say hello. Good morning. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from? Hello?
My name is Monet. Can you hear me?
Hi, hello. Monet. How you doing?
Hi. Doing well. I'm so blessed to be able to hear about Anita Baker and just to be able to just celebrate this tour and celebrate, you know, this life and the legacy of a dynamic vocalist and an inspiration.
Wow.
You have to accept that.
I'm overwhelmed, and I thank you, young lady. And it is a celebration. I'm so happy that has found its way to you, that it is a celebration.
Yes, and I'm a singer myself, singer-songwriter, and so when I was a teenager, I'm like 30, but when I was a teenager,
if 30 was for sale, I would go bankrupt and I would buy it.
Yeah.
So don't discount 30.
Yeah, but like when I was learning about singing, you were my vocal coach, Terry Weiss, was like, you know, you need to study the greats. And you were one of those women who she said was a great that I needed to study. So we would listen to Same Old Love, Sweet Love, like all your classics, and just study your vocal technique. And so just from all the young musicians and vocalists, I just want to thank you for letting God use your voice to empower and inspire the next generation. And I'm excited. I really hope to be able to see you one day live. But just praying God's favor over your life and your voice.
Oh,
because
my.
You are a dynamic woman.
Thank you, young lady. I appreciate that so very much. And for you to even listen to my music, I think you're a soprano, just listening to the tone of your voice. And I'm an alto, and we all want to be a soprano. So I envy you. No, but really, we're all pushing our range, you know. We're all, mm-hmm. you know, sopranos are pushing for a little bit more of that mid-range and the low end.
Mm-hmm.
And us altos mm-hmm. are pushing for a little bit of that first soprano, right? So, right? Right?
Yeah.
So we're community, and it's all about you, you know, and it's never too late. It's just music. It's just music,
there
right? And it's just called yes. it's just called playing music, P-L-A-Y. When you start working music, then there's a problem. It's called playing
wow.
music. That's what I learned. Well, I love you.
Wow.
And we thank you
love
for calling
you
in
thank
today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks thank for sharing you. Some thank love you. With Anita today.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
Well, we just got a couple of minutes left because I got to get off and let Deborah Howell take over now. We are going to end, though, with a Stevie Wonder song. But before we do that, just want to say on behalf of all of the listeners and all of the fans who've supported you over the years that, you know, you think we've given you something. You've given us so much more, and it will last forever. And what great news to hear about the residency in Vegas, because
yes.
that means we'll still be able to come and see you, and we can gamble too.
What a blessing. What a blessing. But yes, this is the end of me on the road at 62 in January. I get to sit in one place, and I just praise God, and I thank my fans for this, because it's really about you. And thank you so much.
We love you, Anita.
We love you back.
We
love
are
right
so
back.
Looking forward to Friday night. We will be there with you. Definitely enjoying the show. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so
love
much.
Love y'all.
Here's a little Stevie Wonder to take us out, and this one is dedicated to you, Miss Anita Baker. It's Golden Lady.
Yes.
On 94.7 The Wave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.